And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. State officials led by Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell unveil Oklahoma's new brand. There's a new logo, a white star outlined by two-toned chevrons in green, red, orange, and dark and light blue. And there's a tagline inspired by a wide range of unexpected facts about Oklahoma. Imagine that. Boeing Director of Government Affairs Steve Hendrickson says a new brand will help recruit new businesses and workers, most of whom he talks to either know nothing about Oklahoma or got everything they do know from stereotypes.
And I can never have one of these conversations without somebody bringing up that person from Central Casting during one of our unfortunate weather events that shows up through both of their teeth in front of their former single-wide trailer talking about what life is like in Oklahoma.
Along with the rebrand, officials say they are moving away from OK, changing state websites from OK.gov to Oklahoma.gov. A federal judge rules a transgender inmate can sue Oklahoma prison officials who she says stopped her hormone therapy because they thought she was faking her gender identity. Glenn Porter's hormone therapy was halted after a staff psychologist at Dick Connor Correctional Center suggested Porter was masquerading as a woman. In her lawsuit, Porter contends she's being housed in an all-male open dorm where she's harassed and discriminated against. State lawmakers weigh a proposal to put medical marijuana sales tax revenue earmarked for education toward building grants for schools. Senator Gary Stanislawski says a common school building equalization fund that largely helps rural and charter schools does not have a dedicated revenue stream. Senator Kay Floyd says when senators approved medical marijuana, they decided its tax revenues would go into the general fund.
We're talking about language which was passed was common education. We are actually changing that to say a specific fund that we want this to go into.
Does not the legislature direct where dollars go within common education?
While the Senate Appropriations Committee advanced Senate Bill 1758, it cannot become law in its current form. Our weather forecast, sunny today, but a high of just 31 degrees. With a north wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour, it will feel like between 10 and 20. Right now, overcast, 26 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.